Welcome to this demonstration of using the magic word, H-E-Y, Siri. Or when I'm not trying to say that word, because she'll start activating, is Ahoy Siri on my iPhone 6S, both at the lock screen and on the standard home screens, apps, etc. Keep in mind, when I'm doing this demonstration with the Ahoy Siri function, I won't be actually touching my iPhone at all, unless I have to complete a command with Ahoy Siri that requires me to unlock my screen, or otherwise if I've actually unlocked my iPhone with the Touch ID via the home button, the Ahoy Siri function, hands-free, works regardless of whether you're on power or not. On the previous iPhones, those phones had to be plugged into power for the Ahoy Siri function to work. And I've certainly tried both the Ahoy Siri function on the internal mic and also using headphones, and both of them have worked just as well as each other. And I guess one final point about having the Ahoy Siri function on all the time is that when you initially set up your iPhone 6S or iPhone 6S Plus, you're actually asked to go through the Ahoy Siri training tutorial, which basically gets Siri to recognize your voice better. But I find one side effect of that, which I don't know if it's actually official or not, but it certainly helps around in my house, if that anybody else tries to use the Siri magic words, most of the time that person's voice is ignored. It really only responds to my voice at the moment, at least in my household. I'm not too sure if that's an outcome of training Siri to better hear the Ahoy Siri command, but it certainly has helped in our family situation. For this demonstration, to make it a little bit more real, I just want to go through some exercises I use the Hey Siri function for when I get up in the morning, check a few things, travel to work, do my work day, travel home again the evening and on weekends, all done mainly using Ahoy Siri from the lock screen. And I'll apologize in advance to those people that I'm going to spend the next quite a bit of while doing the magic Ahoy Siri word. But here we go. So let's start with the morning. So the first thing I normally like to check after my alarm has gone off is what the time is. Hey Siri, what is the time?
It's 2:53 p.m.
And just in case I'm totally confused, now again, remember this is at my lock screen. I haven't unlocked my iPhone yet. Hey Siri, what's the date today?
It's Saturday, the 3rd of October, 2015.
Just in case I'm a bit unsure about the weather. Hey Siri, what is the temperature today?
The high for today will be 32 degrees Celsius, and the low will be 17 degrees Celsius.
And I'm pretty sure it's not going to rain, but we'll check anyway. Hey Siri, will it rain today?
It doesn't look like it's going to rain.
Now sometimes when I get up early, I've got to call people overseas, so I also like to check if I'm going to do that, what the time in that particular country is or city. So I can also check, hey Siri, what is the time in London?
In London, England, it's 5:54 a.m.
Now, particularly when I'm away in the mornings, I like to just do manual alarms rather than interfering with my alarms at home on my other iPhone. So, hey Siri, do I have any alarms set?
You don't have any alarms.
In which case, I will set an alarm for tomorrow. Hey Siri, set an alarm for 6 a.m. for tomorrow.
Your alarm set for 6 a.m.
Can always delete it. Hey Siri, delete the 6 a.m. alarm.
I deleted your 6 a.m. alarm.
Now this one's going to require to unlock my home screen. Hey Siri, open ABC radio.
You. One.
So unlock my screen, my Touch ID. Okay, and there's ABC radio playing. And of course I can do the magic voiceover two-finger double tap to stop that. And let's just lock my screen again with the power button.
Screen locked.
So that's basically most of my activities in the morning. And then, of course, travel to work. So I can say something like, hey Siri, give me directions to work.
Getting directions to work.
And, of course, this also requires me to unlock my phone. So I'm just going to unlock it. Of course, with the Touch ID.
Maps. Current location. Sneewa Avenue. Narrower. Starting route to Chuman Street. Head southeast on Sneewa Avenue.
Okay, now the reason why I like using maps, particularly with the Ahoy Siri command, is the fact that I can stop navigation like this. Hey Siri, stop navigation.
All right, done, David.
And there we go, I'll stop navigation. The only thing I wish Siri could do was actually lock the screen, because if I try, hey Siri, lock screen.
To get to the lock screen, just press the power button, then the home button.
Okay, so I have to do it myself. So I'm just going to lock my screen again. Power button on the side.
Screen locked.
Now, one thing I can use the lock screen if I'm on the bus and I don't want to run maps or don't want to get my phone out of my pocket, for example, I can just say something like, hey Siri, where am I?
You're on the 6th Avenue, Narara.
Okay, so I can always check where I am, which is really, really good. And then when I'm at work, I can check my appointments when I walk in the door. Hey Siri, do I have any appointments today?
You had an appointment at 3 p.m. Would you like to hear more about it?
No. Now, sometimes people will actually give me a ring and say, can you do an appointment next Friday? And let me just check if I've got any appointments on that day. Hey Siri, do I have any appointments next Friday?
Friday, you have 5 appointments at 9:30, 10 a.m., 3, 5, and 7 p.m.
Oh my goodness. If I wanted to make an appointment on that Friday, but I've got too much on, I could also say, ahoy Siri, make dentist appointment at 10 a.m. on Friday the 9th of October, for example. And these next three quickly are probably one of my favorite ones, particularly for work. And of course they are, hey Siri, have I had any missed calls?
You have one missed call from David Woodbridge at 12:19 p.m. You'll need to unlock your iPhone to see the rest.
Okay, which is cool. Hey Siri, do I have any missed messages?
You have a message from Message Bank and a message from Jessica from Message Bank. Sent today at 12:20, it says, call 101 inches, you have 2 new voice messages. Would you like to reply?
No.
Next, from Jessica, sent today at 12:49, Mitt says, awesome, thank you. Want to reply?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to say to Jessica?
Thanks for that, comma, and just ignore my reply, comma, I'm just testing, smile, full stop, of course, with my podcast, full stop.
Your message to Jessica says, thanks for that, and just ignore my reply, I'm just testing smile, course with my podcast. Ready to send it?
Send.
Done.
And finally, hey Siri, do I have any unread emails?
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
If I touch my screen, I can hear the fact that the keypad's on the screen, so I'm going to do a touch ID on my home button.
You have 12 new emails since the 22nd of September 2015. Here are the latest 3. Shall I read them to you?
Yes.
The latest was sent at 12:32 p.m. from Paris via Twitter with the subject, Paris, at Paris, retweeted your tweet. At 12:01 p.m, you received an email from Thomas with the subject, bug reports. At 11:14 a.m, you received an email from Facebook, subject, David, you have 1 new notifications, 1 close friend update and 1 event invite. There are more, shall I read them all?
No thank you.
Okay.
I just can't believe I said no thank you just then. So those 3 options about missed calls, new messages and new emails is really, really fantastic. Now this next one requires me to actually unlock my screen again because I'm going to send an email. Hey Siri, send an email to David Woodbridge.
Passcode field, 0 of 4 values entered.
Okay, so unlock my screen again on the touch ID on the home button.
Which email address for David Woodbridge? Work, home?
Home.
What's the subject of your email?
Testing ahoy Siri.
Okay, what would you like the email to say?
This is a quick test of Ahoy Siri for my podcast on Ahoy Siri demo on my iPhone 6S.
Here's your email message to David Woodbridge. It says, this is a quick test of Ahoy Siri as my podcast on Ahoy Siri demo on my iPhone 6S.
Close enough.
Ready to send it?
Send.
Okay, David, I'll send it.
And of course, I could have also said cancel or change, etc. there. So I'm going to lock my screen again. And the power button.
Screen lock.
There's my email just being received on my Mac. Okay, so now we're back to being able to do commands on the lock screen again. I can actually dial work. Hey Siri, dial 13 1-300-847-466.
Calling 1-300-847-466 on speaker.
Okay, that's going to be on my speaker on my phone. Okay, and it's on the weekend, so I'm going to do a two-finger double tap to hang up. Or, of course, I could actually dial a mobile number. So I can say, hey Siri, call David Woodbridge mobile.
Calling David Woodbridge mobile on speaker.
And hopefully it's
going
to pick up my other iPhone just sitting here next to me. Back on speaker. Oh, that's my Vision Australia mobile. Okay, I'll just hang up on that one. Okay, I'm going to create a note because I'm going shopping this afternoon after I finish work, for example. So I can say, hey Siri, create a note.
What would you like the note to say?
Please remember to pick up wine at the shops this afternoon.
Creating your note. Okay, I created your note. It says, please remember to pick up wine at the shops this afternoon.
Hey Siri, what was my last note? Okay, and unlock screen, because if I touch it, there's the keypad on the screen. So touch ID on home button.
One sec. Here's what I found.
So I'm going to touch the top of my screen.
Here's what I found.
And flick to the right.
Notes. Heading, please remember to pick up wine at the shops this afternoon.
Okay, which is fine. Okay, so I press my home button.
3:10 p.m.
I'm actually back at the lock screen again. Unlike Maps that basically opened up the iPhone, on the Notes one, I can just return straight to the lock screen. Okay, so let me look my lock screen again.
Screen locked.
So the next one is about reminders. So I can say, hey Siri, remind me next Tuesday at 10 a.m. to ring Apple.
Okay, I'll remind you.
And I can send a tweet also from my lock screen or a Facebook post. I'm just going to do Twitter. I haven't tried Facebook. Currently don't use Facebook that much. So I can say, hey Siri, post to Twitter. Just testing again on my iPhone 6S with the Ahoy Siri function.
Here's your tweet. It says, just testing again on my iPhone 6S with the Ahoy Siri function. Ready to send it?
Cancel.
Okay, I won't send it.
I could have said post or send to send it. I'm actually going to unlock my screen now with my Touch ID and my home button.
Messages. To in red messages.
You can also do this, of course. Hey Siri, open at www.applevis.com.
Safari, reader available. Skip to main content. In page link.
Okay, now a really cool feature, Speak Screen, which you can turn on in Settings, General, Accessibility, Speech and Speak Screen, is to get Siri to read back the screen. I can say, hey Siri, Speak Screen.
Skip to main content, AppleVis, login, register, submit content, donate, help, main menu, apps, forum, blog,
okay,
podcast,
let's see if this works.
iOS,
hey
MOS
Siri,
10
stop.
Access.
Okay, so that seemed to shut it up, so that's fine. Let me just see what the interface actually says on the screen.
Listen, help, I paused it.
Oh, good, I paused it. That did work. Very good. Okay, so now those commands that I have introduced are the ones that I tend to use myself for just pottering around at work. Let me just dismiss the Siri interface. Hey Siri, goodbye.
Gbugs, guides.
Okay, and we're back to the main homepage.
Search. Welcome to AppleVis.
And it started talking again, so I'm just going to do a two-finger double tap, and it stops it. I'm just randomizing this a little bit so it doesn't get so boring. I'm just going to lock my screen again. This is a really cool one, particularly when you're traveling. Hey Siri, turn on low power mode.
Okay, I turned on low power mode.
Hey Siri, turn off low power mode.
Okay, I turned off low power mode.
And this is when I'm going home, finally, so I've left work for the day after all that lengthy time. Because my wife picks me up from work in the afternoons rather than me getting the bus, because all our boys' activities are after school and near my work, I like to check where my wife is on Find My Friend, so I can say, hey Siri, where is Ellen Woodbridge?
Looking for Ellen Woodbridge.
Okay, now I'll touch my screen.
Ellen Woodbridge is in Wyoming, NSW. Use
okay,
the rudder
so
to access points of interest.
At the moment, Ellen's at Wyoming this afternoon when I'm doing this recording. And then I can also send a message to my wife. Hey Siri, send a message to Ellen Woodbridge, just checking that you're okay to pick me up this evening.
Your message to Ellen Woodbridge says, just checking that you're okay to pick me up this evening. Ready to send it?
Cancel.
Okay, never mind then.
Of course, I could have said send or change, etc. for that. But, and then, of course, when I've arrived home, my wife picking me up, I tend to unlock my phone at this point, press my home button to go back to my home screen.
Home.
So I want to check what the temperature is in my house so I can say, hey Siri, open Netatmo.
Netatmo, menu.
And I'm going to use the speak screen command again just to check what the temperature is in my house without touching VoiceOver on my iPhone. So I can say, hey Siri, speak screen.
Menu. Last update button. Time, Saturday, the 3rd of October at 3:24 p.m.
Which is correct.
Outdoor temperature, 27.4 degrees C. Min outdoor temperature, 13.9 degrees C. Max outdoor temperature, 27.4 degrees C. Outdoor humidity, 51%. Outdoor feels like, 28 degrees C. Outdoor air quality, 53 good main pollutant, ozone 4, per average, Wyong 1 p.m. New South Wales, indoor comfort, 36 very good comfortable situation, indoor. Indoor temperature, 23.7 degrees C.
Great.
Min indoor
hey
temperature,
Siri, stop. Now I'm going to open up Wemo because I also need to check if the lights are on in the house or not. So I can say, hey Siri, open Wemo.
0.2 degrees C, max indoor temperature, 23.7
degrees C. Open Wemo, acoustic comfort, but I'm going to do a two-finger double tap to stop the previous screen from speaking. Now I'm in the Wemo application, so I can say the speak screen again. Hey Siri, speak screen.
Electric blanket devices. David is off. Button. Electric blanket Ellen is off. Entry indoor is off, 40%.
That's
entry outdoor is off, 40%. Kitchen radio is off. Lamp Lachlan is off. Lamp master bedroom is off.
Okay, so I can quickly check the status of the lights, the lamps, and the electric blankets, which we're not using really anymore because now it's spring in here in Australia. So now that I've actually checked the indoor temperature and whether the lights are on or off and so on, I can now start cooking and I want to set my timer for dinner. So, hey Siri, set timer for 25 minutes.
Okay, 25 minutes and counting.
And of course, when I'm cooking, I want to check what the timer is up to. So I can say, hey Siri, check timer.
Okay, here's the timer. It's running at 24 minutes and 42 seconds.
Okay, so in reality, I'd probably check that in about 10 minutes. And I can do, hey Siri, cancel timer.
Okay, I stopped the timer and reset it to 25 minutes.
Okay, I've also reset it. And if I also happen to be timing the frozen vegetables, for example, because we're in a hurry, I can say, hey Siri, set timer for 3 minutes.
Okay, 3 minutes and counting.
And again, I can check it. Hey Siri, check timer.
Okay, here's the timer. It's running at 2 minutes and 52 seconds.
Hey Siri, cancel timer.
Okay, I stopped the timer and reset it to 3 minutes.
While cooking, I like to listen to a bit of music, so I can say, hey Siri, play Beats 1. Okay, and then, hey Siri, stop music. Now on the weekends, I like to listen to a bit of podcast, so I can say, hey Siri, play Mac Break Weekly podcast. Okay, and I can say, hey Siri, stop playing. And if I want to relax a bit and listen to a bit of natural sounding stuff while I'm actually doing a bit of housework, I can say, hey Siri, play the album Ultimate Ocean Waves. Okay, so there's my ocean waves playing in the background, a bit of relaxation. And then if I want to check the name of that particular track, of course I can say it. Hey Siri, what's playing?
This is Ocean Waves with Rain for Massage and Sound Therapy by Natural White Noise.
Okay, let's come back to the music. Hey Siri, play next track. Okay, so here's a different track. So again, I can just check. Hey Siri, what's this track?
Sounds like pure beach waves on the sandy shore. Lapping water sounds by Natural White Noise to me.
Very cute. Okay, so let's stop the music playing and the ocean waves. Hey Siri, stop playing. Since we're coming up to Christmas again and we're going to do a bit of Christmas shopping, I'd like to check how many days we've got to go to Christmas. Hey Siri, how many days to go to Christmas?
It's 83 days until then.
That's good because we've already done most of our shopping mainly. We're about to go shopping, of course, some stage, and I always get a little bit confused sometimes how to spell a few things on our shopping list. So you can also say to Siri, hey Siri, spell the word yogurt.
Yogurt. H-E-Y-O-G-H-U-R-T.
Or my son times asks me for a definition of something on the weekends while he's doing his homework. Hey Siri, give me the definition of atmospheric.
Atmospheric means relating to the atmosphere of the Earth.
Yeah, that was a very precise definition. And of course we can get stuff from Wikipedia. Hey Siri, tell me about the International Space Station.
There's a Wikipedia article about International Space Station. Would you like me to read it to you?
Yes.
The International Space Station,
Hey Siri, stop. This is another really good one, particularly when we're going shopping a fair way away from our suburb, is, hey Siri, what is the nearest petrol station?
The closest one I found is BP Express Wyoming on Pacific Highway in Wyoming. Want to try that one?
Yes.
Great. I can call or get directions. Just tell me what you'd like to do.
Directions.
Getting directions to BP Express Wyoming. Maps. Current location, 21 New Avenue, Narrara. Starting route to BP Express Wyoming. Head southeast on New Avenue, then turn left onto Gill Drive.
Okay, and off we go. So I'm going to ask Siri to stop navigating now. Hey Siri, stop navigation.
Okay, I've stopped navigating.
Power button.
Screen locked.
Oh, my screen's locked. A couple of things I wish Siri would actually do, which she currently doesn't do. You can't answer or hang up a call using Siri, which would be really nice for hands-free. You can't check the battery level. You can't quit an application, which would be really nice to quit it, or to unload it out of memory, i.e. via the app switcher, for example. But besides that, as you can tell, most of the time, I didn't really need to touch my iPhone at all. And most of the time, it was really just pressing the home button with the Touch ID to unlock the phone to allow access to certain functions and then go back to the lock screen or to carry on using applications when the phone basically is unlocked. So that completes this demonstration of the Ahoy Siri function on the iPhone 6S. And in just case you were wondering, the reason why I've been saying Ahoy Siri when I haven't had to give Siri a command was to hopefully try and give you folks listening to this a bit of a break from your phones activating all the time when you say, hey Siri. So that completes the demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.